Americas.
Bio. Lessons of a Footballing Armageddon. Brazil needs new ideas on and off the pitch.
The only previous time that Brazil hosted the World Cup, in 1950, it famously lost the final 2-1 to Uruguay after shipping 2 goals in 13 minutes late in the second half. So deflated were Brazilians that Nelson Rodriguez, a playwright and journalist, described the occasion as a national catastrophe, our Hiroshima. If that is the benchmark, then the 7-1 semi-final thrashing on July 8th at the hands of Germany in Belo Horizonte's Mineirão Stadium was Brazil's Armageddon. It was not just the scale of the defeat, the worst since 1920, it was also the manner in which Germany's fast and technically superior players cut through the home defence as easily as a machete through cassava. To rub salt in a gaping wound, it is Argentina, Brazil's arch-rivals, who will face Germany in the final on July 13th. This humiliation has left Brazilians shell-shocked. No other country in the world has a closer identification with football, as Rodriguez's hyperbole highlights. That may partly be because Brazil has no real Hiroshimas to fear, apart from brief engagement on the Allied side in Italy in 1944-45, it has not fought a war since the 1860s against Paraguay. Through good fortune and tolerance, it faces neither military threats nor terrorism, nor ethnic or religious tensions. But this identification with football is also because the sport has provided a national narrative and a social glue. In a country that for long periods has failed to live up to its potential, prowess at the game provided a confidence in ourselves that no other institution has given Brazil to the same extent, as Roberto de Mata, an anthropologist, wrote in the 1980s. Brazil has won 5 World Cups, but no Brazilian has won a Nobel Prize. In winning the right to host this year's World Cup and the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro in 2016, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, Brazil's then president, wanted to highlight that the country now has other reasons for confidence beyond football. The tournament would showcase the planet's 7th largest economy, a vibrant democracy, and remarkable social progress that has seen poverty and income inequality fall steadily in this century. But the tournament has taken place just as Brazilians are feeling less confident about their country's course. The economy has slowed to a crawl. Inflation is at 6.5%, despite a succession of interest rate rises. The $11 billion of publicly financed spending on stadiums helped to trigger huge protests last year over poor his chosen successor lost in 2002 when Brazil won.